When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
If you turn to the 26th chapter of Acts, from the 10th verse, 9th verse really, I truly thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. What a description of his hard heart. And when they were being put to death, I gave my voice against them. I hated them. My dear friends, and the 11th verse, and I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compel them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. So this is his own record. This is how he lived his life. And now, when he met the same Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus, you can imagine how humbled he must have been. And said, Lord, I did all this against you. I blasphemed your name. I made them blaspheme you. And when they were being put to death, oh, it was a thrill to me. Fancy, Lord, I'm guilty of all this. Behold, he prayeth. You know, the trouble with many of us is we think we are kind of born half saints. Half saints? Or maybe you think I was born half sinner. There is neither half saint nor half sinner. In sin did my mother conceive me, says the psalmist. What was Paul praying, Saul praying, when God took note of that prayer? Behold, he prayeth. See, today it's all motor energy. We jump into a bus or into a car, somebody gives us a lift, and then we go down to a meeting. And once it is over, the first thing we do on reaching our quarters or our apartments is what? We turn the light switch on. And so the first thing you do is turn the... What does the television say? Thus said the television. I must listen. My dear friends, what did the television tell you? Thus said the television. I was thinking about some of these elected representatives of in high government positions. They're elected men, elected for a period. Elected as long as the party is in power. That's it. But how people hang on their very words. And you'll find that they can't deliver those promises. They promise a lot of things, but they can't deliver. They can't do them. Behold, he prayeth. Has heaven yet said, behold, he prayeth about you? I don't know if God will only say, behold, he prattleth. You know, that'll be terrible, you know. Behold, he prayeth. Now, what did the Lord Jesus Christ in his lifetime learn? If you please turn to Mark 1st chapter and verse 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. The Lord Jesus Christ learned the prayer life. You know, one of the things that my father majored in, learned chiefly, was a prayer life. That's what my mother learned. And then I learned a prayer life. But the ideal is this. In the morning, before the day breaks, before you begin your chores, before you begin to see or talk with people. You know, friends, I have all I can do with these emails, faxes, telephone calls. And I don't like a cellular phone. I try to avoid it as much as possible. I don't want all the time to have human voices. I want to listen to the Lord. We like to be talking. But to begin the day without talking to the Lord is a very dangerous thing. You're going to make a lot of mistakes that day. You're going to talk many things which are idle. You're not going to be very productive. You see, month succeeds month, year succeeds year. Life passes so quickly, and people accomplish so little. Aren't you disappointed?
I am.
I am very disappointed. I say, oh my, what have I done? How little I have done. You know, they spend their time talking. They spend their time speculating. Because they don't know how to pray. They're not in touch with God. They don't know the mind of Christ. They run off at a tangent, run here into a blind alley, run over there into some cross current, get all muddled up, entangled in their own ways. And finally, after a couple of years or more, they wake up and say, perhaps I'm wrong. It's not a question of saying, perhaps I'm wrong. It should be a case of saying, I've been a fool. The way I'm living is the most foolish way. A life, a day begun without God is a wasted day. You see, there are all kinds of temptations outside. And all you're going to do is to succumb to temptation. You'll fall like nine pins. Something will worry you. Something will anger you. Something will upset you. Something will get you into a great rage. And all the time, what are you doing? You're expending your nervous energy on what? Like Don Quixote. I don't know if you ever read Don Quixote's Wonderful Life. He saw a windmill one day. Boy, that must be a great giant. So he got on his horse and with his spear, he charged the windmill. You know, we can get as stupid as that. We charge windmills. No direction. No voice from God. No revelation. Dear friends, we must snap out of this. We need to get into a communion with God, communication with God. Lord, I don't know the way. You show me. You direct my path. You are the good shepherd. You don't make any mistakes. You know, that's a broken spirit. You'll pray. If you had a broken spirit, you'll pray. If you have a proud spirit, you won't pray. You'll say, I know it all. Who are you to tell me? So here is the Lord beginning his day with prayer. If you turn to the 14th chapter of Matthew, this is what you will see. You see, friends, I see a whole string of problems which people are telling my wife and me, for prayer. A whole complex string of problems for which there is no human solution. God must work. You know, I tell God very plainly, I can't do this, Lord. I have no answer. I want you to do it. I want you to take hold of this matter. All I can do is put this matter before you. See, folks, and if we don't know how to go to God and put our complexities and difficulties before Him, where do we stand? We are like corks in the current, just carried along, drifters. What do we see here? 23rd verse. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Just think of this. He had fed the 5,000. He had ministered to their needs. You know, when you deal with large crowds and you have to pray for so many people, you get weary, spiritually weary, and physically exhausted. You know, if you ask a doctor about it, he would say, hey, what you need is rest. Hit the sack. You know, get to bed as quickly as possible. But what did Jesus do? He knew that he had spent himself. He needed to go to God to be recharged. So when he sent the multitudes away, he went alone and prayed. He went to the mountain and prayed. You know, I would go dark, very dark forests on either side of the mountain, nobody passing that way. And I would tell God, God, this old nature of mine, this old Joshua Daniel, all his vanity and lust must go. It must be crucified at the cross. I cried to God. Yes, my friends, we need to go alone and pray. Jesus said, when thou prayest, go into your closet, shut the door.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.